That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here today for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President,
you.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Jimmy Tingle, Beacon Hill Press. Mr. President, most experts believe that your legal challenges to the election have failed. Why then do you not concede the election and allow a proper transition process for the good of the people?
Because my parents raised a fighter. From the time I was a very little boy, they would say to moi, when your legal challenges come to an end, Denis, they said, it's time for your illegal challenges. And I would say, love me, please love me, mama and papa. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. It's Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh,
Mr.
Tony, President, good is to it see true? You. I'd like a little antipasto,
Tony.
President. Thank you.
Mr. President, is it true, as CNN is reporting, that as the onslaught of cases about the election that you've rushed to the courts with have failed, you are planning to manipulate the Electoral College system to claim the presidency?
Of course. Why not? Lori Loughlin got her kid into college, but she tang. This is America! Why should they not have the same opportunity? Right now, as we speak, Rudy Giuliani is photoshopping my body at the top of a pole in place of a Paul Voltaire, just about to pass over a very high bar. Oh, I practically jizz with excitement from the very metaphor alone! I'm going to retake the SAT test. I'll use the same guy who took some for me last time. And in exchange, he can be the new Secretary of Education. I am done looking at Betsy DeVos. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN. Sir, are you planning to buy a television network?
What have I just finished telling you? I will be sworn in for my second term as president on January 20th. Next question.
Mr. President.
In the back, yes, you.
Yes, Karen Von Carlson, OAN. Do you have any plans for your second term, sir?
Yes, Karen, and thank you for that tough question.
I can change it, sir.
No, that will not be necessary. I will tackle it. In my second term, I plan to be president. I will work very hard at keeping the same first lady, and I plan to get back to dyeing my hair. Next question.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. Sirs, you know, Steve Bannon just recently had his Twitter account temporarily shut down for suggesting someone in the government be beheaded. Just weeks before that, Steve Bannon was taken into custody off of a Chinese businessman's luxury yacht and charged with fraud for skimming over $1 million for himself off of an online fundraising site called Build the Wall. Are you still consulting with Steve Bannon in your capacity as President of the United States?
He has some very good ideas. Next question! Next question!
Mr. President.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN again. Sir, you've paid $3 million for a partial recount in the state of Wisconsin. Why not do a recount of the whole state?
There will be a full recount of the votes in the state of Wisconsin. A full count will cost over $7 million. Eric is mowing lawns to pay for it right now.
How can he raise $7 million mowing lawns?
He got a no-bid contract from the government and is charging by the grass blade. Next question! Next question!
Mr. President! Please, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Jimmy Tingle, Beacon Hill Press. Mr. President, are you planning to run in 2024?
I do not think I can run in 2024. I cannot run now. Did you see me come down that ramp at West Point? And that was months ago. I can barely play golf, for Christ's sakes. And that only requires moi to ride around in that cart, move my ball with my hands a few times, and pencil in a small number on my golf card. Run! Did you see me when I returned to the White House after Walter Reed? I came up the stairs. I looked like a bellows wearing a tie. I had COVID-19. It leaves lasting respiratory problems. I am a pre-existing condition. I cannot run in 2024. I might have to hide in 2024, but I do not think I can run. Next question.
Mr. President, I mean run for president.
Yes. I will have a third term. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir, I know you were asked this earlier, but there has been a lot of speculation that you might buy a television network because your ego requires that you be in front of a camera. Plus, it would give you a platform to continue to mesmerize your followers. Have you ruled that out entirely?
Oui, I have ruled that out entirely, you idiot.
Oh, sir, have you given any thought to buying the Cirque du Soleil franchise? They are a powerful entertainment organization. It would give you a worldwide platform to strongly showcase your talents.
Really?
Yes, sir. They have a number of contortion artists who can put their foot in their ear, but none of them can plunge their head into their anus and continue to talk to adoring, cheering crowds the way you do.
Thank you, Emmett. I shall keep that idea in my back pocket.
Which is right near your mouth most of the time, sir.
Yes. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. A top White House staffer told Peter Alexander of NBC News that you know that you have lost the election and that all of this refusal to concede is theater for your followers. Is that true, sir? Is this all theater?
It is. And it is the very best theatre the world has ever seen. It should get a Tony, especially because it is the only theatre taking place at this time, because I lied to the American people about the virus. Not only did I kill many people, but I killed the theatre. So my election theatre is the only possible show. The only way I do not win a Tony is if the Tonys are rigged. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya again with Telemundo. Did you in any way put Lindsey Graham up to trying to get ballots thrown out by Secretary of State in Georgia?
No. but he will make the perfect host for the fashion competition show on my new network, Lindsay's Flimsy Frocks. Next question.
Mr. President.
That man.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN. Sir, you fired your head of election cybersecurity, Chris Krebs, because he was able to report that this election was safe. Yet now you admit that your claims are theater. It reminds me that your background is in the WWE, fake wrestling, where the winner is determined ahead of time. You've even joined in the fake fighting before.
It's not fake, is it, Mr. President?
Of course not, Garon. It's fake news about the fake wrestling. WWE is not fake. I'll tell you what, I will wrestle Joe Biden for the presidency. I would love to get him in the ring and tear his mask off with a gut-wrencher powerbomb, then a tombstone, then a Miller mosh, and a Bannon barroom.
If things get rough, Kellyanne Conway can jump in the ring and give him a code breaker. It won't get rough for you, though, sir. Joe Biden won't even be able to pull your head out of your rectum.
That's right, Garon. And we will have a bipartisan referee, like maybe Derelisa.
Isn't he the congressman-elect who says you're on a par with Lincoln and Reagan?
This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.